This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The City of Eau Claire launched a new website to keep residents informed as they update the city's comprehensive plan over the next year. The comprehensive plan is meant to guide long-term planning and policy decisions over decades, covering things like land use and development. The city recently formed an advisory committee to begin the comprehensive plan update process, which could be up for consideration by the City Council by the fall of 2027. It also launched the Legacy EC website to share updates and collect input from community members. The Menominee City Council voted to extend its lawn irrigation ban again at its meeting on Monday. The ban initially went into effect after extreme heat and lack of rain last month contributed to low water pressure and temporarily left a number of residents without water at all. It was originally scheduled to be in place until August 1st, but was later extended to August 18th and has now been extended again until October 31st. The ban applies to automatic sprinklers and other irrigation systems specifically, so residents can still use handheld sprayers or watering cans. The L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library has announced new operating hours beginning in September. According to a press release, beginning on September 8th, the library in downtown Eau Claire will be open Monday to Thursday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and will be closed on Sundays. Library officials say the new schedule is meant to better align staffing with peak usage times, ensuring they have enough staff members to continue offering their currently available services without adding more tax-funded positions. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again reminding residents to practice proper ATV and UTV safety as fatal crashes continue to be an issue. According to agency officials, operators not wearing a seatbelt and a helmet has been cited as the primary cause behind 29 fatal ATV and UTV crashes in the state this year. In addition to wearing proper safety equipment, the DNR is reminding ATV and UTV drivers to always ride sober, follow all regulatory signs and speed limits, and take a safety class. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A construction worker was killed in the Green Bay area yesterday. Wisconsin State Patrol officers say a semi hit a forklift in a work zone on Highway 41 around 11:30 in the morning near De Pere. Authorities say a 53-year-old Menasha man driving the semi hit a forklift being operated in a construction zone. The forklift operator, a 26-year-old man from Chilton, died from his injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Health officials have confirmed two measles cases in Grant County as a larger outbreak continues to grow in southwestern Wisconsin. The new cases are connected to earlier cases in Lafayette and Iowa counties. DHS says the regional total is now 36 confirmed cases and 3 probable cases. Officials say unvaccinated people are at the highest risk. The Green Bay Common Council is scheduled to review an investigation into duplicate absentee ballots mailed to voters. It happened in both spring and fall voting this year. City staff will present the same report they submitted to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which names former city clerk Celestine Jeffries as the person who reprinted mailing labels and duplicated mailings for 152 voters. The city calls it a human error and confirmed no person voted twice. The race for Wisconsin governor is heading toward debates, but the two candidates are not yet locked into any dates. Broadcasters are proposing a Milwaukee town hall on October 8th and a statewide televised debate the following night. Democrat David Crowley and Republican Tom Tiffany have not yet met on a debate stage. More forums could still be added before early in-person voting starts October 20th. A Tomahawk woman is dead after a collision between a UTV and an SUV. It happened on Highway 8 as the woman was driving the UTV across the highway. A 79-year-old passenger from the UTV and the 40-year-old driver from the SUV were also both injured but are expected to recover. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley visited Eau Claire last week as part of a statewide unity tour following Tuesday's primary. Civic Media's James Kelly has more.
Crowley emerged victorious in the Democratic primary for Wisconsin governor last week, narrowly defeating State Representative Francesca Hong. Following the event, he shared his thoughts on the victory just weeks after deciding to exit and then re-enter the race.
How well if you believe it can happen. You know, I think that you want to manifest as much as possible. But, you know, we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into when we decided to get, you know, back into this race and pretty much do a three-week, three-and-a-half-week sprint. But as we began to travel all across the state, we've seen the momentum, we've seen the enthusiasm. And so, yes, this was a nail biter, but for us to get over the hump and win this primary election, I think this is good for our state.
Crowley also shared his views on data center developments, an issue that will be at the forefront of the gubernatorial race. He says local communities should have the power to make the final decision on whether to allow one of the facilities to be built in their area, with measures in place to protect the environment and protect local residents from being forced to foot the bill.
What we have to do is make sure that we are protecting our communities, we're protecting our environment, and protecting the jobs of the future. So all these data centers, they need to pay their own way. Not one single dime should be passed on to any Wisconsin taxpayer. We have to protect ourselves. And at the end of the day, that's what we're going to do.
I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Crowley will face off with Republican nominee Congressman Tom Tiffany for Wisconsin governor in November. A measles outbreak in southwestern Wisconsin has now reached Grant County, with two confirmed cases there. State health officials say those cases are linked to infections already reported in Lafayette and Iowa counties. The outbreak now includes 36 confirmed cases and 3 probable cases across the region. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A record-setting win for the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have the best record in baseball, and yet the fewest home runs in the league. Meanwhile, Christian Yelich has been in a slump until last night. Fifth inning, runners on first and second.
Fly ball, right center, deep. Robles on the run. He looks up. There she goes! Christian Yelich brings him to their feet once again.
Home runs by Yelich, Bowers, Lara, 4 in all. The Brewers went on to beat the Marlins 22-0, the most runs scored in a shutout victory in Major League history.
Kind of crazy. I mean, it happened fast. It's always fun to be on this side of that.
The two teams play again tonight at AmFam Field. NFL, the Packers' defense getting more physical in training camp practice each day.
I mean, Coach made us put shoulder pads on, so I got to make sure they work. So that's all that is.
That's Zaire Franklin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down to 57 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible with a high in the low to mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.